From the author of The Days of Crayons Quint, Drew DeWalt, The Legend of Rock, Paper, Scissors, pictures by Adam Rex, New York Times bestseller. One, two, three, go. A long ago, an ancient and distant realm called the Kingdom of Backyard, there lived a warrior named Rock. Rock was the strongest in all the land, but he was sad because no one could give him a worthy challenge. Rock traveled to the mysterious forest over by the tower swing, where he met a warrior who hung on a rope, holding a giant underwear. "Drop that underwear, battle me, you ridiculous wooden clipman. I will pinch you and make you cry, Rock Warrior." Rock versus Postman. Rock is victorious. Even though he had won, he was still unsatisfied. So he journeyed on to the mysterious tower of Grandma's favorite apricot tree. There he was met by an odd and delicious fruit. "You, sir, look like a fuzzy little butt." "What? I challenge you to a duel." "Then let us battle." Rock versus Apricot. "I'll beat you, Rock, with my tart and tangerine sweetness." Rock is victorious. "Ugh, I am squished, and yet smushing you has brought me no joy. Are you not entertained?" They were entertained, but the battle had been so easy, so Rock left the Kingdom of Backyard still in search of a worthy foe.
Go.
Meanwhile, in the Empire of Mom's home office, one lonely and windswept desk mountain, a second great warrior saw the glory of battle, and his name was Paper. Even though he was the smartest warrior in all the land, he was also sad because no one could outwit him. He set out across Death Mountain to find his match. There, he met a large and square monster. "I'll gobble up the likes of you and spit them out every day, Little Paper." "Ugh, and taste my lurry, giant box monster." Paper versus computer printer. "No, not a paper gem. Paper is victorious." Having beaten the furious fighter of Death Mountain, Paper climbed down to the pit of Office Trash Bin, where he battled the most terrifying horde of creatures in all land, the half-eaten bag of trail. Paper versus half-eaten bag of trail man. "Ah, fool wizard, he splotched the sun. Run for your life, ladies." Paper wins again. "Can no one beat me?" And so with a heavy heart, Paper departed the Empire Mom's home office. At the same time, in the kitchen room, in a tiny village of Junk Drive, there lived a third Rupert. They called her Scissors, and she was the fastest blade in all the land. She, too, was unchallenged. On this day, her first opponent was a strange and sticky circle man. "Let us do battle, you tacky and barely round monster me. I will battle you, and I will leave you beaten with an abuse and my ingestive and tangling powers." Scissors versus roll of tape. Scissors forgot on across the kitchen room to the fridge races, a refrigerator / freezer. There she met the most fearsome editors, yet dinosaurs made of frozen breaded chicken. "I have come from the far reaches of kitchen to battle you, oh wizard and yummy breaded dinos. Bow before our pleasing shape and play with sword monster. No one can resist our crunchy awesomeness." Scissors versus dino chicken shaped nuggets. Dino shaped chicken nuggets win. "No, wait. No, they don't. Scissors is victorious again. I am so good that not even dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets can be beaten." And so, Scissors, like Rock and Paper before she traveled beyond her own kingdom, seeking out her challenger, who was her equal.
Then one day in the great cavern of two car garage, rock and scissors came face to face.
I hope you're wearing your battle pants, rock warrior.
Well, battle pants, you mean no pants, but I'm willing to fight you. Then yes, I'm wearing my battle pants, weird scissored one. Rock versus scissors. An epic and legendary battle. Unused, but unlimited rock victorious. You have made me so happy by beating me. I wish I could feel your weird scissors. Hi there.
Those are fighting words.
Wait, what? Rock versus paper. This is the best day of my life. Thank you for winning, oh great knight of paper. That's line for you, but it looks as though I will not even be beaten myself. Not so fast, paper. Wait, what? Scissors versus paper. You beat me! And the three great warriors hugged each other and danced for joy as they became fast friends. Finally, they had each met their method. They were so happy, in fact, they began to battle again. Round and round they went in the most massive and epic three-way battle of all time. And they said, Joyce's struggle still raged on this very day. This is why children all around the world, in backyards, on playgrounds, and yes, even in classrooms, still honor the three great warriors by playing rock, paper, scissors.